This is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottagecore life. Everything is budding and beginning to wake up for spring. Things are green, the snow is almost completely gone, and it's about time to start foraging, if you haven't been already. For those of you who do maple sugaring and do the cooking of the sap down, you've already started, but there are some other things to be looking at. Now, my crocus has already come and gone, so that's done. And my daffodils are already coming up, so that's ready to go. But there's a plant that you may like, if you like sour things, that is just about popping up everywhere. And it's not so far into the season that it's covered by grass yet, usually, in certain areas or other wild growth, but you can probably see it. And more than likely, nobody has started to mow their lawns yet. So if it's in your lawn, you'll be able to find it. And what am I talking about? Well, open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on sour foraging, because today we're going to talk about a cute little plant that you've probably seen and not necessarily paid attention to, because today we're going to talk about sorrel. Let's get started. Now, some people call sorrel bitter dock or sour dock. There's a lot of different names, but this particular plant has its own taste. And the fun part about it is it has a really cute leaf. When you look at it, it looks like, you know, maybe a regular leafy plant. I mean, it is a leafy plant. But at the back of it, it has like coattails. It's got like two little bitty pointy parts that point backward away from the end of the leaf. It points backward toward the plant. So the leaf is going, and where it attaches to the stem in the bottom of the leaf, you've got two pointy little tails, like rabbit ears, and they just kind of hang out. And where they attach to the stem, the leaf kind of dips down a little bit, and that's one of the ways that you'll know that you have the right plant. Because remember, we don't just pick whatever we see, we pick what we're looking for, and we identify what we pick. The fun thing about sorrel is that because it's a little bit bitter, it helps us appreciate the sweeter herbs around there. You know, not everybody likes sweet herbs. Not everybody particularly enjoys sweet. Some people like savory and bitter. Also, it's usually recommended that you have a little bit of bitter in your diet and in your system in order to balance yourself out. Life is made that way. Life is both bitter and sweet. So adding this bitter green is good. But the thing is, you don't just have to eat it on salad. You know, it's not uncommon for us to get into the habit of only eating wild greens or greens from the garden raw in a salad. Especially with sorrel, it's okay to cook it. You don't have to be stuck in just that mindset. Let's talk about some other ways. Now, the thing about sorrel, as far as cooking, you can add it to other food. As you know, if you've been here for a while, because we're over 3 years old now, I like to make seasonings. I like to make something called kitchen pepper. And kitchen pepper doesn't always have pepper, but it usually does. But that is one of the phrases for seasoned salt or seasoned spices. And sorrel lends itself to adding that little bitty hint of other to your kitchen pepper blends. And I always strongly recommend you make your own herbal blends when you can, because they have a flavor unlike anything else. You also know what went into making them, where they came from. And to be fair, you're a little bit more judicious in how you apply them to your food because you have a set amount of what you're using. And that can also turn to us beginning to appreciate more about the subtle flavors that we have available to us as people who garden. One of the items that I know, or rather the foods that I know that people use sorrel with, is fish. But myself, I'm growing red sorrel, which is a different sorrel. It's kind of like a cousin, but it's one of those things that you will develop a taste for. Now, when you're using red sorrel or this sorrel, there's some things you want to understand. Yes, you can use it like a regular seasoned salt or seasoned kitchen pepper, or just dehydrate it and, you know, sprinkle it over it as you would any other seasoning along with your other blend. But in general, that's not how we want to season our fish that way. In actuality, we want to grab a mortar and a pestle or something else, and we want to bruise the leaves and smush them, just really smush them down. Now, you could get away with just bruising the leaves and laying them across the fish while you're baking it, and that would be fine too. But there's another way, and that way is to completely mash it down to where it's just pulverized. It's just completely smushed, and you would put it into one of those bags or into a cloth, a clean cloth. In this case, not a beeswax cloth, because what you're going to do, you're going to squeeze the sorrel and have the juice drip out into or onto your fish for your seasoning or into your marinade. That's right, you're using sorrel juice to season your fish. And it doesn't just have to be fish. You can season other foods as well. But in general, this is the preferred way, at least for me. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't offer you a personal blend that I like. I don't want anyone to say that I'm being unkind and gatekeeping. And so this is a blend I recommend you try. You don't have to, but I like it. And it's one of my secret blends. So, you know, do with it what you will. But I recommend adding one part sorrel, dehydrated sorrel, to one part dehydrated catmint, to three parts lime pepper, and using that on your fish. I know, but trust me, it has a distinct taste that you might really like. You could add cilantro if you like soap. I know, I have that gene. I have trained myself to appreciate the soapy, soapy love of cilantro, but it does still taste a little bit of soap. I am fighting for my life, trying to not grab a bunch of cilantro and wash a plate with it every time I cook with it. But again, it does have a distinct flavor. I'm used to it now. I treat it like eating something bitter. I treat it like it's just another flavor. But if you don't have that soapy palate thing going, so you'll enjoy it. You can add cilantro to this. It would definitely give it another dimension. And that's one of those situations where I have to go by what my friends say it tastes like rather than myself. Now, I don't want to like bend your ear ever talking about this plant, even though I really like this plant. I don't want to make you sorrel at me, you know, sore at me. It's a play on word. Okay, I tried to make a mom joke. I just don't have it in me. I'm sorry. And there's the ding telling me no. So I'm doing my best. But I hope that you'll try my super secret blend on your fish because it's really good. It's got a distinctive flavor. I think you'll appreciate it. I think trying to incorporate new flavors is important to our diets, and I hope you'll try it. I want to encourage my friends to try new things, and we're friends, right? And I hope that you'll come back here and let me know how it went in the Shire. And I also hope we'll share more time together next time on my Magical Cottage Core Life. Plant sorrel. It's good for you.